brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 100th anniversary of the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve perching on top our once great republic. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday, 23rd day of December 2013. Bruce Fein, constitutional law scholar, advisor to Congress, and Ron Paul will be joining us to talk about the fact that we have a dictatorship of the bureaucracy in this country. And about his ideas and if he supports or not a constitutional convention to try to reboot the republic. You know, I've been critical of that. I know Fine's been critical of that in the past, but I'm going to get his take on that now. G. Edward Griffin will be joining us, of course, author of Creature from Jekyll Island, to talk about 100 years under the Federal Reserve and where we go in the future. That's in the guest list today. We are live, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. And like little elves in the InfoWar, and I'm a jolly old elf myself, we are here broadcasting worldwide the message of freedom and individual responsibility. And we are going to open the phones up today as well. This is not just the 100th anniversary of the Federal Reserve, but it is the date which you must sign up or be fined between, what is it, $3,000 to $5,000 individually. Even more for a family, if you do not sign up for the Affordable Care Act, that like the Patriot Act and the New Freedom Initiative and so many other government programs is the opposite of what its name would imply in an Orwellian fashion. So I'd like to hear from you out there. Are you ready to start getting your fines? And, of course, even if they postpone the mandate for a year, again, to just kind of let this train wreck set there and claim it's all a crisis, not of their doing. They will use the crisis to gain even more power, and it allows the insurance companies to now get rid of markets and basically charge you whatever they want. And that's why the insurance companies wrote this. And so we're going to be discussing that today as well. I want to get everyone's take on the government being your doctor, along with some HMOs and foreign banks that own these insurance companies, foreign and offshore banks. It is the worst type situation that I personally could imagine. The president, here's the headline on InfoWars.com. On day president signs up for Obamacare, record numbers reject health care law. Crash PR stunt simply not working on Americans. Yes, some numbers show 90% against the health care law, but if they spin the questions, you know, you can get only 65, 70, 80% that are against it. But even people like Robert Gibbs are on the news saying, you know, repeal it, get rid of it, postpone it, fire whoever did it, fire whoever built the website. They're all making it about the website because this is the greatest transfer of wealth to private interest through government the world's ever seen. The Supreme Court ruled it is a tax, as we told you. But it's not even a tax to the government. Sure, they increase some payroll taxes and some fines and some fees and some property taxes federally. So there is some federal transfer. But the big enchilada in the midst of all this is the fact that it makes you go out and buy it from these big insurance companies. Gee, if you've got to buy something and they can sell it for whatever price they want, what's going to happen? It's going to make the price go up. And they got their nose under the tent flap the last five decades with car insurance and house insurance and renter's insurance. And then they just jack it up and 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 come in and regulate and shut down their competition. We've got big NSA news, big First Amendment, Duck Dynasty news, and so much more. And I'll give the phone number out when we come back on the other side of this break for your take on Obamacare. It's only going to get worse.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide on the 100th anniversary of the Bank of England takeover of the United States. The Rothschild, Rockefeller, robber baron takeover of our financial system and the power of the purse from Congress. At the very same time, they passed the income tax and then falsely ratified it through the states. That has been confirmed that most of the states indeed did not ratify it. And as a giant hoax, it was passed through. And 100% of the money of your income tax goes to pay debt to the Federal Reserve for the privilege of the nation having its own currency. Lincoln issued our own currency even before the Federal Reserve, interest-free, and was assassinated over that. Kennedy moved in that direction and was assassinated, amongst other reasons for that, with his executive order to begin abolishing the Federal Reserve and to issue $40-plus billion, just to begin with, in Lincoln greenbacks that had been out of circulation but that he could reissue without even passing a new law. And so here we are, the 100th anniversary. G. Edward Griffin, one of the foremost experts on the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve, will be joining us in the third hour. And we also have Bruce Fine, constitutional lawyer, top advisor to Ron Paul, and also to many members of Congress, joining us to talk about, we contacted him, wanted to talk about a constitutional convention that some people have been saying is the answer. I have serious reservations, but we'll get his learned view and opinion on that. But then he wanted, strangely enough, and I say that sarcastically, to talk about how we have a unified, single, tyrannical government now, a one-party system, and how we have a dictatorship of the bureaucracy, concurring with my analysis. But there's really no analysis there. This is as plain as the nose on our face. So we're going to be discussing that with Mr. Fine as well here today. I want to wish everyone a wonderful Christmas. I want to wish everyone out there a better year in 2014. This is going to be the make it or break it year coming up. And we've seen a lot of trials and tribulations and craziness, not just here in the United States, but worldwide the last year, a huge awakening because of an avalanche of oppression, an avalanche of bureaucracy, an avalanche of classical autocratic oppression. And the real battle is about to begin in 2014 out into 2015. But 2014, not just here, but in Europe, not just in Europe, but in Asia, the Middle East, Africa, Latin America, there are revolutions and resistance movements against collectivism happening everywhere. And the globalists are trying to cinch up the planet right now. They are trying to consolidate their power grab. Because if they don't consolidate their power grab, they could lose it all. They've gone so far, they're not going to turn back now. But the issue is, we can't turn back either. Now, there's a lot of examples. They're reinstating the head of Duck Dynasty, Phil Robertson, and it's now come out the family's lashed out. They weren't part of staging this. The Daily Mail got a big exclusive in-depth interview. There's several others now where they were told, do this as part of your promotion, and then he said it off the record, off the cuff, and then the family even learned about it and said, hey, stop telling us not to talk about Christ and pray and stuff if you're going to let stuff like this get published. And they went ahead and A&E signed off on that getting published through GQ. And I've been interviewed by a lot of big magazines like Esquire, Time Magazine, Rolling Stone. GQ was going to interview me till they found out Esquire was already doing a profile this year. But the point was, is that because of liability, those articles are so big, they basically make you sign off on, did you say this? Did you mean this? And the family hasn't released everything, but it's coming out that this was an artificial controversy, and the family has said this, to shut down their religious views and to bully them in a public backlash into basically signing agreements that they won't talk about God and they won't pray. And see, that's how psych warfare works. They get to dominate the news, get Obamacare out of the news, get all the other Benghazi gate and Fast and Furious out of the news, and get to dominate during the holiday season, during Christmas, with all this other news, all this other garbage, and make it about a civil rights movement for, quote, gay people. And have Cracker Barrel pull their apparel, their camouflage hats off of the store shelves, acting like this was something dirty and bad, what he said, which was his own personal opinion. Sending the message that if you give out your opinion against anything that's in the agenda of the establishment, Obamacare, open borders, gun control, the gay mafia agenda in the schools, if you come out and you speak against that, you are going to be stifled, you are going to be fired, you are going to be boycotted, you're going to be shut down. And, you know, this has not been an issue I've really covered in my 18 years on air because we have a lot of big things going on. And I am a person that's into equality. And I have absolutely no dislike or hatred for anybody. I mean, I just don't. Sorry. No, that kind of ruins the fun to think somebody hates you. But when people start using a civil right movement to beat everybody else over the head and to push a whole other agenda that's connected like train cars to the engine that is the gay agenda, I mean, I'm sick of it. I don't like a salesman coming to my door over and over again. I don't like anybody being pushy. I don't like government being pushy. And this is really pushy and really out of control, and it's causing a giant backlash. It is. It's causing a huge backlash, and Camille Paglia said it best. She said that this is fascistic and ultra-Stalinistic. So this is the type of issue that we're dealing with, where they can set the precedent with everybody going, oh, come on, be nice, you know, be open-minded, oh, come on. They can then open the door up and bring everything else in like they've already done. I mean, look at how they say it's racist if you don't support Obamacare. Look at how they say, if you don't support gun control, you're racist. And you're like, explain to me how that's racist. Well, the NRA is the Klan. And you're like, actually, the NRA was founded to fight the Klan. Shut up, racist. I've been in debates with people on the radio. I've done a lot of interviews on XM on the different, quote, urban black channels. Some of them friendly, some of them not. Where people say point blank, listen, is it really just that you're racist, that you don't want to restrict guns and have Obamacare? And then you have to sit there. It's like saying, is it true you rape your wife or beat your wife? Is it true you put cigarettes out on your children? Is it true you're a child molester? And it's a way to have the moral authority. And I've gotten to the point where when I'm on these shows, and they also do it on like just liberal Democrat type shows, and people say that, I go, I'm not going to answer that question. I'm here to talk about this issue you had me on about. I'm not going to sit here and defend myself. I'm not going to sit here and say, no, I'm not a racist. Listen, I don't want to turn my guns in. I don't want to be enslaved. I don't want to only have the government with the force. I don't want to live in New York, Chicago, or D.C., where they've taken the guns and they have the highest crime rates in the country. And in the case of Chicago, the world. I don't want to live in Mexico, where they've taken the guns and have the highest crime rate as a nation in the world. Only beat by a city, Chicago, worldwide. Look up the numbers. 70-something thousand dead the last 7-8 years, or more than that now, actually. 70,000 about a year ago when I checked. Over 10,000 a year that they know of. A lot more dead and missing. MIA. So that's what it comes down to. And they even came out and said, oh, my gosh, Fast and Furious, American guns killed Mexicans. It's racist. We've got to ban our guns. Again, that same race issue. When it's the big drug cartels with the big banks flying in, fully auto, grenade launchers, armored vehicles, almost all the weapons the cartels have did not come from the United States. That's in major investigative journal pieces. You can look them up. They're getting their weapons from major defense contractor companies. And Wells Fargo and Wachovia owning and leasing the aircraft that fly the weapons in and the drugs out. And that came out in the news. They are constantly having U.S. Army, U.S. Navy, especially U.S. Navy, it keeps popping up, caught. And they'll burn some low-level guys that are caught. We just put one of those articles on screen. Shipping grenade launchers, full auto, heavy guns to Mexico. And this is huge shipments of hand grenades. It's just constant. That's what the cartels have. Armored vehicles, grenade launchers, full auto. They're not from gun shops. Doesn't matter, though. We knew about the gun walking case before we knew the name of it, Fast and Furious. We knew that they were going to blame it because the attorney general was saying when he was in office a year, they were in the news giving press conferences with Janet Napolitano, Janet Reno Part 2, saying, we're going to use the fact that these guns are down there killing people. We have a tracing program to go after the Second Amendment here. And that's why she got caught perjuring herself, because then she said, I never heard of that. And the attorney general said, I never heard of that. And we played the clips here. And Congress pointed it out. They ran the whole thing. And then I'm like, hey, I don't want to be disarmed. Shut up, racist. Again, this is the literal brainwashing of 2 plus 2 equals 5. 800-259-9231, 100th anniversary of the Federal Reserve. I want your take on that, the economy next year. Your take on Duck Dynasty, the First Amendment. what's happening with Fukushima, increased radiation, and so much more. I want to talk about all of this coming up today, 800-259-9231.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through January 31st. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
The challenge, creating delicious GMO-free foods with a 25-year shelf life. The solution, Numana Foods, a pioneer in healthy, storable foods. Our meals are GMO and gluten-free, contain no MSG aspartame or high-fructose corn syrup, and we never use chemicals or preservatives. Just good, healthy food at great prices. Call us today at 888-597-0775 or visit GMOfreefoodstorage.com. That's GMOfreefoodstorage.com.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he pleases. And if things don't change things, he will.
Here's a headline just went live of at drudgereport.com. Administration extends deadline for Obamacare sign up through Christmas Eve. Isn't that sweet of them? Because they don't want the news story to be that, oh my gosh, you couldn't sign up, now you're going to get penalized. It's a gift. Obamacare is a gift to you and your family. The clock to sign up for Obamacare coverage that began January 1st was supposed to run at midnight on Monday, but administration officials have extended it 24 hours through Christmas Eve, according to the Washington Post. The Post reports they did so without any public announcement of the change. Over the weekend, government officials, not servants, and outside IT contractors working on the online marketplace computer system made a software change that automatically gives people a January 1st start date for their new coverage as long as they enroll by 11:59 p.m. on Christmas Eve when Santa Claus comes down the chimney. Isn't that just special? And I figured out why I get so personally disgusted now and actually get nauseous. I used to get mad. Now I get a nauseous feeling. Because it makes me ashamed of my fellow humans and myself that we're under this yoke. And then it's an admitted, horribly evil fraud to abuse everyone. And then we have to sit here and watch the very people that have gotten us caught up in this spaghetti wire, barbed wire mesh, this snarl. They've got us tied in knots, and then they will play the part of the saviors untying us, but will only bound us down tighter. And it just goes on and on and on and on, because the complexity of the world has gotten the average person to feel overwhelmed and just to go into a catatonic political state and do nothing, to where we're dead in the water and these vampires, these political sharks, can do whatever they want. We're going to get that article up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. That is very, very important. I'm going to come back from break and take your calls at 800-259-9231. There's just so much craziness going on. Obamacare reaches record low in polls, pitched at gay clubs. Yeah, they're pitching it to young people and folks that they think are big supporters of Obama, who will just buy into it because it's a religious right to be ripped off. Democratic senators warning of a meltdown if this doesn't get fixed. It's working perfectly. The war on drugs. Double, triple, quadruple the drugs on the street, depending on the drug type. Prison populations tripled since they launched it in the late 1970s. The banks launder hundreds of billions a year of the drug money and even take control of arming their soldiers. That is a huge success to make drugs illegal, to give them a high price, to create a marketplace, to then have Hollywood and the culture promote them, from rock and roll to the hip-hop people to everything in between, and then have the young people use it. And as the economy falls apart, that's all that's left in the economy. So women go into the sex trade. And our entire economy converts to gulag casino model that Max Kaiser talks about. AP says the healthcare overhaul is the top 2013 story. The glitch-plagued rollout of Obama and his Barack Obama healthcare overhaul was the top news story of 2013, followed by the Boston Marathon bombing and the dramatic papal changeover at the Vatican, according to the Associated Press annual poll of U.S. editors and news directors. The saga of Obamacare. I mean, look, do you think that when they conquer you, they don't know you're going to hate them and know? We're being conquered, taken over by foreign banks where they can charge unlimited, double, triple, quadruple, or more for health insurance and lower the quality and control our lives with social engineering, monitoring what we eat, where we go, and what we do to put it into a database of social engineering. Of course it's going to come out and be horrible. So they act like it's all a screw-up and a mistake and then say, let us fully socialize it, which is what the architect says is the plan, Ezekiel Emanuel and others. And then their idiot supporters go, oh, genius plan. We support Obamacare now. Wink, wink, you're going to make it totally free and be a money transfer from the rich to us. But meanwhile, the ultra-rich have engineered it. It'll never be socialist. It'll be totally hyper-fascist, worse than socialism by a long measure. I mean, we're talking, I don't know, 10 times worse, 20 times worse. I don't know. I can't put a number on that. I can't quantify that. You can't quantify something this evil. Socialism's bad enough. It always degenerates and falls apart and brings undue control to government and inside groups. But this This is a deal where now they'll make it even worse and jack up even more and have more taxes to fund it, to pay for it, that goes to these insurance companies that should be arrested. These executives that wrote this law. Not just Obama gets in trouble, not just Obama's approval rating goes down, but the people that wrote this need to be hauled up and indicted for fraud.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
The march. The empire is on the run. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
More politically incorrect, evil Christmas music on Christmas. Can you imagine such a thing? We are live. We're going to your phone calls here in a moment. By the way, after we take calls, I'm going to get into record radiation. Handling a Fukushima cleanup is a comedy of errors. That's out of the Japanese news. The Japanese news that I reported on yesterday says that the wave of radiation about to hit the United States over the next 3 to 4 months, it begins hitting in about a month. It'll take about 3 months for it all to come in. The wreckage, the water, all of it that's going to hit after 2 years, it took that long to get over here, will be 10 times the radiation we've been hit with so far. We're going to get into the 100th anniversary of the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve. Chase limits card use for customers at risk in target breach. See how great the cashless society is? And the answer to that is more of the cashless society. The inventor of the AK-47 dies in Russia. He invented it during World War II. The inventor of the Kalashnikov assault rifle, Mikhail Kalashnikov, dies at age 94. So that certainly is momentous. I guess he died on the date of the Federal Reserve's 100th anniversary. That's too bad. That's it. That is an amazing rifle. You can drag it through the mud, anything, compared to other rifles that I own quite a bit of. Really nifty, great little firearm. They say there's hundreds and hundreds of millions of them worldwide. So there's that little piece of news. Briefly, speaking of radiation, the reason I discovered pure atomic nascent iodine is I was researching about 4 or 5 months ago what to do for myself and my family and our thyroids, and it just kept coming up, iodine, but not the bound iodine, which is better than nothing, that you can get from some supplements out there, seaweed, like the Modafilin we sell at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. It's from the Southern Hemisphere, so it's a lot cleaner. But this is literally the pure atomic. It doesn't mean radioactive. It's just in its atomic form. It's in its raw form. That's why this stuff turns purple-blue, electric color on paper, and other iodines turn black and then turn dark rust red because they're bound. And personally, I can't take it. Gives me stomach aches, things like that, and there's a lot of other research in that you can look into, which is better than nothing. The point is, this particular iodine, when I started taking it, was so amazing. I found out there's one place that had it, so I basically got the exclusive on it, and that is our InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine Dietary Supplement in one-ounce bottles, available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, you can get the 2 ounce or double the size bottle of fluoride shield that has nascent iodine in it, but also 5 other compounds known to help supercharge detoxifying the body, not just the fluorines and fluoride and bromine and all that, but a bunch of other garbage. And you can see the write-up and the video breaking it down at InfoWarsLife.com. We have a special running on that where you get the survival shield with the fluoride shield and get a discount on both of those at InfoWarsLife.com. And we are also funded by your support, so that's also very, very important. I want to thank all of you. You've heard the rave reviews for Survival Shield, and we haven't really gotten reviews yet for the Fluoride Shield, but I've been taking it for months before it was even officially produced, the original proprietary blend that I had to sign off on, this formula. So, again, that's all available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And lastly, there's still last-minute Christmas shopping you can do and give the gift of truth. You can get 5.3 months free when you sign up for a year, and one membership is really 11 people. Can use the same username and passcode to see the nightly news, see all the films, the special live reports, 18 years of material, 11 years of PrisonPlanet.tv. If you haven't become a PrisonPlanet.tv member, it is so essential, because then it's our own platform that can't be censored like YouTube and other systems. And it helps feed YouTube and everything else to the public that's not going to pay to learn the truth. So you're helping pay it forward and funding getting the truth out, and our news operation, our TV division, everything being funded by PrisonPlanet.tv subscription. So this Christmas, thank you so much for your gift of time and energy and support. We've made the site better and better. It really works good now. It's had a few bugs over the years. PrisonPlanet.tv. So I salute all the members. And if you are a member, remember, create an original username and passcode that's just for the site so you can share it. Don't use the same passcode for your bank account. And you can change it as well if you want to. And then give that to friends and family in an e-card and say, here's your alternative news documentary film subscriber site. You just go put username and passcode in, they're in. Takes about a minute to sign up. PrisonPlanet.tv. Become a member today. We only do this special at the end of the year into New Year's, and it is so essential that we continue to wake people up and build alternative, real, independent media. So again, it's all there at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. Okay, let's go to your phone calls. I appreciate you calling, and when you hear a caller hang up, that's your chance to call in. I'd love to hear from everybody. Rod in France, hope you're having a great Christmas or holiday over there. I want to talk about Obamacare and Henry Kissinger. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Merry Christmas to you.
You too, brother.
Thank you. I'm an expat, obviously. Been in France for 13 years now. I was wondering, do you think me being expatriated, I still have an address in the United States with this mandate? Do you think that they would actually try to get me to charge me some type of fine for not signing up if I'm not fiscally in the United States?
Well, that's really what globalism is all about, is that when Snowden, they thought, was trying to fly into Austria, they ordered the plane to land, even though that wasn't under their control. They did it. And so that's what globalism is this global corporations using American energy and power with England and the EU and others and Japan and China all working together to basically oppress the individual and have nowhere to run. And I have seen discussion of what they call clawing back money from expats. Even if you take off after taxes money offshore, they're now trying to claim that they're going to somehow try to grab international bank accounts, go after, that's why they're going after Swiss bank accounts, not the billionaires' bank accounts, but the little guys' bank accounts now. And so I think certainly they're going to go after the low-hanging fruit of people that went to sign up for the, quote, free health care, putting in their data, admitting they don't have it, swearing under perjury, so they have them in a court of law, at least on paper, because that's what it says. You waive your rights and you're basically in a court. Just like when you remember the free car deal or the car rebate deal in the auto bailout a few years ago, where when you'd go to the site, it would say the federal government's taking control of your computer. All your data is now ours. You waive all your rights. This is what they do. It's like when you go to the hospital now under Obamacare. On the form, it says under the Affordable Care Act, all your data is now public to all these agencies and groups and whoever we want to give it to. It's basically a bunch of liability protection for the corporations to shut down their competition, shut down the little guy, and do whatever they want. And so I can't give you a definitive answer because they're holding their cards close to their vest. They already are debiting accounts. They're already saying they're going to go after tax refunds. They're already saying they're going to start garnishing wages. That's always been in the legislation. And so now they're going to go after their idiot supporters first, who love being just absolutely beat by the system. They want the punishment. They enjoy it. But as for you, I don't know. But I would imagine down the road, listen, I have California sending me letters saying, you do business in California, you owe us sales taxes. When we clearly have talked to the lawyers, we don't. But most people will get scared under threats of penalty and interest and will start paying these mafia. So I've got tentacles shooting down here from Minnesota, tentacles shooting at me from California, tentacles coming in, and most people get a letter from government or from God, and they literally roll over. So what do you think?
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. I mean, I've already been harassed by the Internal Revenue Service, for claiming zero on my taxes because I have zero income in the United States. And dropping threats over the phone, and you're trying to explain yourself, and they just keep saying, well, you're still taxable, you're still taxable. It's like, what? No, I'm not, you know? I don't know, that's why I was asking that question. And I do agree with your point of view on that. I mean, I really wouldn't be surprised at all if they just, came after me and started, I don't know how they would garnish my wages in France, but considering it's if you look at it from a globalist point of view, there's absolutely a possibility.
Well, listen, these criminal enterprises all fight with each other as well. That's part of why it's so vicious. And because there is a survival of the fittest social Darwinism built in to their own kleptocratic, criminal great games, as they call them, the feeding on the unwashed, gullible masses. But I'm not a tax lawyer, but I've looked at it, and obviously I've looked at leaving the United States before. And if you've paid taxes on everything that you then take out of the nation, they should have no further claim on any of that as long as you don't have any of that apportioned in investments inside the United States. Now, that's debating it from their perspective of fraud. Of course, they're criminal and will take anything they can. Separately, we got the Federal Reserve 100 years ago today, along with the income tax, to fund it. So it's all a fraud to begin with. We had 10% growth rates, 10.5% growth rates, from 1789 until 1913 on average. We've never had anything near a 10% growth rate in 1 year since then. Because the artificial economy is always waging war on the real economy. Because it's not enough to just skim money and power off of it. They want to devalue the real economy, devalue their host, tie their host down where their host is unconscious and can't ever struggle back against them. So it's the debasing of the currency and the impoverishment of the host is the goal. In fact, that's the goal of the takeover, is to hurt people and dominate and create pestilence and create darkness. That's what these people do. I appreciate your call. I mean, the evil and the corruption is not a byproduct. It is the journey. It is the ring. It is the goal. It is the land. It is the promised land. It is the destination. The ruination of the individual. The turning yourself over to pure hatred. Just scorn upon scorn for humanity. Abject hate. Huge, endless furnaces of hatred in their heart for us that warm them. So, and our gullibility is the fuel of this whole thing. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Vermont. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, we should be leaving messages with our Congress critters telling them that 100 years of that Ponzi scheme known as the Fed is more than enough, and they need to end the Fed or we'll end their tenure in Congress. But in the last few weeks or so, I've noticed the hypocrisy and double standard of the left, the authoritarian left, with all in the news was Mandela is great, Mandela, nothing about the bombings and the terrorism and the violence, it's like the end justifies the means for them. Whereas, he was sort of, they won't say it, they will admit it outright, might be, bring it up to them, they might admit that, it was necessary to do that violence to end apartheid. But if you want, you think you own, have a right to own a gun, Second Amendment, well, forget that. And, even your kid, I noticed a guy called Joyce Riley's show and, complained about how his son was told, after his son was attacked by a bully, that the son was told you don't have a right to defend yourself.
Oh, yeah, no. The bullies don't really get in trouble. The ultimate act in a globalist domesticated system is to fight back. In England, they will throw you under the prison if you even raise a hand to defend yourself, even if you're a woman being raped. No one. The ultimate sin is the individual defending themselves against criminal energy.
They don't even have a right to own a gun anymore in England. If somebody breaks in your house there, you have to hit them over the head with a pipe, but even that they'll hold against you, won't they?
Oh, no, you can look it up. They will put you in prison and then let the person that did it go.
But we got to point out the hypocrisy and the double standard that is wrong. It was good that apartheid was stopped, but it's not good that they totally ignored in the media the truth about Mandela and all the violence and the necklacing and the torture and murders that was done by his order. And they don't want to talk about that, of course.
Very well said, sir. I appreciate your call. Have a great Christmas coming up. We're going to be discussing with the author of Creature from Jekyll Island, G. Edward Griffin, one of the foremost experts in the Federal Reserve, the 100th anniversary. Up on Infowars.com, we have the article by Michael Schneider. On the 100th anniversary of the Federal Reserve, here are 100 reasons to shut it down forever. And I'm going to go over some of those 100 with him and talk about where we're going. But here's the really good news. We stopped the expansion of the Syria war. We exposed that our criminal government's running al-Qaeda and is illegitimate. We have exposed Obamacare as a total fraud. We defeated their attempted gun grab in 2013, and actually the polls show it reversed because people had common sense understanding of why blame the general public for what Prozac head Democrat devil worshippers do, and that's just who the shooters are. And crime rates down 50-something% with guns. Other crimes not involving guns are actually up now because of the economy falling apart. Thank God for guns actually keeping law and order. The police would be completely overrun and overwhelmed, like they are in Chicago and New York and D.C. if it wasn't for guns in other parts of the country. I mean, you don't see home invasions. You don't see thugs walking around Texas up to you at gas stations at night when I was pumping gas last night with my son because, you know, they know most people are packing. By the way, I was packing. I had a M4 right there in the back seat of the truck where I was pumping gas. M4, boom. Locked and loaded in 1 second if I needed to be. And that's a good feeling. That's a real good feeling. And that's a feeling of being a man in charge of my own security and my family's security. And that's what it comes down to. Quite frankly, I also had a judge circuit rider with me right there with 45 long Colts as well. Only reason I had that in the car, though, is we were doing some target practice a few days ago out of a friend's place. So that's why both those are still in the car. Usually, there is another firearm in the vehicle for the protection of the family, but I had that in the house cleaning it. But that's what it comes down to in this country. We're going to go to break and come back with Chris. And then we're going to go to Ryan, and then Nathan, and then Brandon, and then at the second segment, 8 after next hour, we're going to have constitutional lawyer Bruce Fine on the broadcast with us. But what I want to get at here is we are on the march. The empire is on the run, and their counteroffensives against us are these attempts to shut down free speech, are these attempts to scare us into submission. The good news is the average person in the system is in the same boat as us, stands to gain from being in a free country. And the tide is turning. People are waking up. Every number shows that. Congress has a 6% approval rating. No government's ever been that unpopular.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
We'll be right back. Live, thank you so much for joining us on this Monday, 100th anniversary of the private Federal Reserve that's done a great job at destroying our country, overturning every institution and waging war on the individual, bad-mouthing the Founding Fathers and all of our Bill of Rights. By every yardstick, we are living in the midst of a high-tech amalgamation of socialism, communism, and fascism with a technological technocracy setting up an autocratic system above it, where the globalists are above the law in the ultimate form of total discrimination against humanity. And the public doesn't know that because we're too busy fighting over gay, straight, black, white, old, young, Christian, atheist. I mean, they've really divided and conquered us, and the average person out there loves fighting with each other, though they're starting to wake up. And it's just so frustrating to see us all being cheated and robbed, and to see the bureaucrats and government people that have been trained to see us as prey when we're all prey. And I want to change this. The world's never going to be a perfect place till our Lord and Savior returns, but we can make it a better place if we try. If not, we give it over to evil. When good people do nothing, evil takes over. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, first-time caller. Just want to say Merry Christmas, and I wanted to ask you a quick question, and here's a real simple one. What is the best way for an ordinary citizen, for an ordinary person who works limited hours a week, to boycott the Federal Reserve, boycott the IRS, you know, show them that we're not going to take this, we're not going to sit here and be taxed over the for foreign banks for all these derivatives. We're not going to take this anymore. What can an individual do, personally do, in his own life?
Well, here's the issue. No matter how many taxes we pay, they're always going to spend more than comes in to bankrupt us under Cloward and Piven. That's the admitted plan. And of course, they did that previously to that sociological development and idea developed by the Democrats in the 60s. That's a good example of them being honest about how they operate, make us poor so they can control us. But as a point of fact, you can't survive, in many cases, playing ball and going by all their rules. It's designed by criminals to make it impossible. But to ensnare you for not following the rules because they're exempt. It's like they're running a race, but you're wearing bowling balls around your legs, running in flypaper, and they're running on a totally clean athletic track. So they rig the game. They fix the deck. They stack the deck. If I was you, I would make your own personal decisions. If you're fighting them on a large scale, out in the open, with a bunch of crew members like myself, I pay the ransom to the private Federal Reserve through the IRS because they would shut me down, they would arrest me, and they have kangaroo juries that would send me to a gulag. Okay? So I can then educate people that it is a ransom, it is the mafia, they'll break your legs. But there are 60 million people estimated, not counting illegals, who don't pay the income tax and aren't in the system. And it is hurting them. And that's why they want to get rid and make the underground economy illegal so you can't survive. So you barter as much as you can. You support local as much as you can. You go to farmers markets. You go to swap meets. You can go to notice all the big corporations don't want to take cash now. You keep cash in. You go to places like Goodwill where you can find some of the coolest clothes anywhere that all these rich people just throw out that fit you perfectly. So you don't buy from the big corporations. You buy as much American as you can. You support the independent free media. I mean, and there's a lot of things you can do, but a lot of people individually, you know, are dropping out of the system, not getting their kids' Social Security numbers, finding like-minded people. And there's so many of us off the reservation, they can't get us all. They need us to comply. So people are leaving Mordor. They are leaving Babylon. They are leaving Egypt. Does that answer your question?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing 6 of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.